Well, good morning, everybody. Okay, if we could all take our seats now. Thank you all for being here this morning. We have two parts to do before we begin our official proceedings. First is I want to acknowledge that we have 16 high school students from our sister city of Ulsan, South Korea. And they're here in Portland participating in a three-week study abroad program at Portland State University. Could you folks please stand up? They're up in the balcony there. Could you rise, please? Thank you. Welcome to Portland. And the second part is that each week I ask a question of the audience and the community. And the question is, how are the children? And the reason that that question is asked is because we know that when our children are taken care of, our community as well. And so each week we invite someone in to talk with us about issues affecting children and young people. And today we have Jaquan Knight. He's in the seventh grade at Vernon. Jaquan, could you please come forward? He is also in the First Steps Sports Academy and is providing, actually I was talking to him beforehand, and he's working with EJ Penn. EJ, could you stand up? This is one of my personal heroes right here. Thank you, EJ. You're a great guy. EJ runs this First Step Sports Academy. It's a wonderful program, but maybe I'm stealing some of your thunder here, Jaquan, so why don't you go ahead and talk.
Good morning, Mayor Potter and Councilman. My name is Jaquan Knight. I am 12 years old, and I will be a seventh grader at Vernon in Northeast Portland. Because I am a black male between the age of 10 and 25 and come from a single parent, low-income home, with a father whom I have only seen three times in my life because he can't stay out of prison. I am what society calls an at-risk youth, a statistic. Although society says that I will probably follow in my father's footsteps, I am here to say they are wrong. Thanks to a great program like First Step Sports that serves inner city at-risk youth such as myself, and the program Coach EJ takes the time to make a place for us to go other than the streets or on the couch playing video games. He teaches us not just to just basketball, but how to focus, listen, and become leaders. He says these are three important things we need to learn to make us better at home and school. One of my near future goals is to become a staff like the others have became when they turned 16, and to be a leader, not a follower, something my mother tells me every day to look in the mirror and tell myself. Also, Coach helps build our self-esteem by ending each day as a group by shouting to the sun, "I am an All-American." He tells us that we not only can be an All-American basketball player, but we can be an All-American in whatever we strive to be, such as doctors, lawyers, teachers, garbage men, or maybe even an All-American mayor. Mayor Potter, Councilman, I know with a program like this, I will not be a statistic. So I come to you today to say thank you for supporting our program and helping it stay alive. I hope that we can continue to count on you, your support, because we all know that the mayor loves the kids. Thank you again for letting me take a moment of your time. I am extending to you all a personal invitation to come and join us at Irvin Park for a game or two, and most important, to our free community health care and the park on July 21st from noon to 5 p.m. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't think Jaquan has anything to worry about. Okay. City Council is called to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Sten? Potter?
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which entity he or she is authorized to represent. Please read the communication.
Item 789, request of Carl Cromie to address Council regarding problems with the Water Bureau and City Hall security.
Are you here? Good. Thanks for being here. When you speak, please state your name, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Carl Cromie, and I've been before this council in the past. I gave each and every one of you a document and asked you to respond to that document. I've received nothing from all of you. Now I have to come back and address the situation again. The big problem I'm having is that, I thought as a constituent you had to respond to my written communications. And each and every one of you received one, and everybody has failed to respond. I believe your oath of office is in jeopardy. Now, this nice person over here is the city attorney, correct? Okay. As a city attorney, you represent the city, is that correct? Yes, and you can only represent infants, wards of the court, and persons of unsound mind. Which one of the three are these sock puppets? And here's my $30 million claim against the city.
Excuse me, could you... We'll now move to the consent agenda. To the consent agenda. We wish to have item 798 held over until July 25th for the request of the Office of Management and Finance. I understand that item 803, Commissioner Adams wished to have pulled back to your office.
Correct.
Any discussion? Are there any other items that the commissioners wish to pull from the consent agenda? Is there any items that this anybody in this audience wishes to pull from the consent agenda? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read the 9:30 time certain.
Item 790, proclaim July 11th, 2007 as an official day of appreciation for Avel Gordley.
Thank you. Avel, could you please come forward? We thought it was very appropriate since Avel is finishing up one career to start another, that we acknowledge her accomplishments for our community. Avel is one of those people that not only leaves a lasting impression when you talk to her, she leaves a lasting impression wherever she goes. And in the legislature, it was no different. She has spent 16 years in the legislature, both in the House and as the first African-American woman senator in the Oregon Senate. She sponsored many bills over the years, such as Senate Bill 103 in 1996, which eventually passed in 1999, which held Oregon schools accountable for developing a multicultural curriculum and championing cultural competency in the schools. She sponsored Senate Joint Resolution 31, proclaiming June 19th each year, to celebrate across Oregon the dignity and freedom of all people. She sponsored Senate Bill 1041, Aaron's Law, addressing the issue of children abducted by family members. She was the chief petitioner for Measure 14 in 2002, a constitutional amendment overwhelmingly passed by the voters, removing the last remaining segments of racist language from the Oregon State Constitution. She's co-chaired the Governor's Racial and Ethnic Health Task Force and successfully advocated for legislation requiring health care interpreters and the diversification of state health licensing boards. She also, last year at my request, co-chaired with Senator Ben Westland a mental health and public safety initiative after a death here in Portland, and has been instrumental in helping develop a number of programs out of that task force, and I really appreciated the work. And she's also a founder of the African American Mental Health Commission. I first met Avelle when I was in the police bureau, and when I put together, when I was became the chief in 1990, I put together the chief's forum, and Avelle was one of the very first people that I asked to be on it because I knew of her wisdom and her guidance would be good in terms of helping the police become better and more part of the community that they serve. So today we honor Avelle, and I have an official proclamation I wish to read. Whereas Portland honors its residents who show leadership and devote their lives to working for the betterment of the community, and whereas Avelle Gordley has served Portland in the Oregon legislature for 16 years, both as a state representative and as the first African-American woman elected to the Senate, and whereas Avelle Gordley, during her time in the Oregon legislature, has been a strong advocate on behalf of all Portlanders, including traditionally underrepresented populations, and whereas Avelle Gordley has championed many issues, including reforming the state's mental health and public safety systems, strengthening environmental protection, supporting economic and social justice, reforming health care, and improving educational policies. And whereas Avelle Gordley will continue to serve Portland as a state senator until the completion of her term in January 2009, and subsequently as a professor in the Department of Black Studies at Portland State University. Now, therefore, I, Tom Potter, mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby declare July 11th, 2007, as an official day of appreciation for Avelle Gordley.
Got all the pictures they want?
I have some words.
Sit down.
Yes.
Thank you. Avelle said she wishes to share some words with us.
Good morning, and thank you. I am so deeply moved this morning. I thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for sharing this wonderful honor. It is my hope that while you have chosen to appreciate my work and what I believe is our shared vision for Portland, my hope is that we will take these moments on a beautiful day in the City of Roses to appreciate the riches of our community. And by that I mean all of the talented, creative, gifted, and wonderful people who make up this beloved community. The people sitting and standing in this room, and especially those who are called to public service. Two of my sheroes, Shirley Chisholm and Marion Wright Edelman, both said that service is the rent that we all pay for living on this earth. I believe that, and Mayor Potter, I know that you and those serving with you also believe that. In this moment, let us appreciate that public service is a noble calling and a noble profession. And let us also acknowledge that we need more citizens, young people, like my Black Studies students at Portland State University. And I want to acknowledge two of them who are present, recent graduates of Portland State University, Sam Sachs and Sabina Shaughnessy, if they would both stand. We need young people like these students and other people of color in particular to seek opportunities now and in the near future to serve and build up our community and all of its people. And today, let me particularly acknowledge the work of your government relations team, who did an outstanding job for our city during the past legislative session. Dan and the entire team always provided good, timely information, and they did the work without partisan bias and with professionalism and integrity. This is a great team that you've put together, Mayor. I know that some of them are present, and I hope that they'll stand and be acknowledged for their great work, great service as public servants for our city. I appreciate them. I appreciate all of you. And I look forward to working with you in the Capitol next February, where there is so much more to do and where we have got to go back and get that housing bill done. And I know you have additional things for the list. I want to thank you again for this honor. I thank all of the good people who came out to show their love and their support. My family, my sister Faye is here. My son Tyrone is here. E.J. Penn is also a part of our family. My brother and sister-in-law could not be here. Pastor Hardy, I thank him, my Highland Church family. The mayor of Northeast Portland is present, Paul Knowles. I thank Carl Talton, who's also president. It was Carl who, back in 1991, suggested that I run for public office, and I continue to thank him for that encouragement. I want to acknowledge also my PSU family. Many of them are here today. Dr. Milner at the Department of Black Studies, Bernie Foster, my chief of staff, Sean Cruz, and so many people to thank. I live a blessed life, Mayor. I live a blessed life, and you've added to the blessings this morning. And I want to say finally that it is great to smell the roses above ground. I say God bless all of us, all of you, and let us all continue to embrace all that is good, all that is rich and right about our beloved community. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioners. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I did make a boo-boo, and I did not acknowledge a fellow mayor, Mayor Paul Knowles of Northeast Portland. I know that I always have to get permission from him before I come out to Northeast Portland, and he's always been gracious in granting it. Didn't know if any of the commissioners wish to make any comments before we conclude this part of our council.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind saying a couple of things. I actually served with Avail in the legislature, and part of that time was actually in the same body in the state Senate. I had a perfect labor record until I began working with Avail. And she is the only person on the planet that could have not only convinced me to support working on a bill that the Oregon Education Association loathes, but also to co-sponsor it with her and advocate for it with her, and that had to do with access for high school students to be able to go directly to college and have that paid for by the school district from which they were going. And although I'd always been a fan, as you have, Mayor Potter, of AVEL, I had never been the subject of her gaze and her focus before, and I found it insurmountable and could not deny that what she was advocating for, while maybe opposed by the labor movement, was good for working-class kids, which is shortly after that I adopted kind of that philosophy of it, what may not be always supported by labor is good for working-class people, which is a different group often than just labor folks. And AVEL, when she would stand up and speak in the Senate, unlike so many others, present company included, everybody would quit speaking because they knew she had not just something to say, but something poignant and powerful to say. So she didn't speak on every bill, but she spoke when she needed to, and everybody knew that. And I still remember her passionate debate on removing the offensive language in the state constitution. We had a night session, and it was one of those moments I remember with absolute clarity, where she was standing and where everybody was, because we were in a Republican-dominated legislature, but they were absolutely, completely moved by AVEL's passion for removing the offense, although non-binding language, offensive language that remained in the state constitution. So thank you very much, AVEL. You've been a big help to me. I was happy to see that the mayor said he was mentored by you, but so was I in so many ways. So thank you for your service. Look forward to working with you.
Well, I want to add my thanks for your service to the state and to the city and to all people in Portland. You've been a tireless advocate for making sure that folks that have historically been shut out of the public and private processes of this community and the state, that those doors be opened. And on a personal note, I've known a lot of elected officials, and I worked for 21 years as a staff person before I got elected as a public servant. And I've rarely met anyone with your unique combination of warmth and steely determination, and you have remained through all of your years of leadership as such an approachable person. And it's really inspiring to me to have worked with you and in your capacity as an elected official, and I'm looking forward to the work ahead. So thank you for everything.
AVEL, this is just a small part of the gratitude, appreciation, and love that the city of Portland and the various communities in Portland have for you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mayor, we have some public testimony.
Excellent.
We have 10 people signed up.
Good.
The first three are Tyrone Waters, Sam Sachs, and James Posey.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, if you'd state your name for the record, we'd appreciate it, and you each have 3 minutes.
Honorable Mayor, City Commissioners, my name is Tyrone Waters. I'm here today to say for the record that I am proud of my mom, Oregon State Senator AVEL Gordley, and thank you for honoring her. She has instilled upon me great values and has taught me to represent and advocate for others, particularly the mentally ill. She has also instilled upon me to rebuild my trust in the Portland Police Department. I had a meeting with Rosie Sizer, Chief Sizer, at one of the Chiefs Forum meetings. We shook hands. I feel that we bonded, and that helped to rebuild my faith and my trust in the Portland Police Department. And again, I just want to say thank you. I'm very, very proud that my mother is being honored today, and I'm proud to be a citizen of the city of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you, Tyrone.
Mayor Potter, city commissioners, my name is Sam Sachs. As a student in the Black Studies program at Portland State University, I had the opportunity, honor, and privilege to serve as an intern with Senator Avail Louise Gordley during this last session. I watched and learned how a bill becomes a law. More importantly, I witnessed history in action. Senator Gordley, in my eyes, can be described in two words, grace and compassion. She always displayed both, whether dealing with mental health issues, the environment, or public safety. Senator Gordley always treated everyone the same. She took great care to make those around her feel important and appreciated. Even when others would falter in front of her, Senator Gordley saw those moments as teachable moments and not as a time to embarrass. She always took others' feelings into account. At times, Senator Gordley, in our discussions, has said to me, "Hold that thought." I applaud the mayor and the city council for acknowledging Senator Gordley and her service to the city, state, and the Black Studies Department of Portland State University. Today, we hold that thought and celebrate Senator Gordley's life and service. Thanks for letting me be a part of the journey, Senator.
Mayor Potter, city commissioners, hold that thought. Let me just say on a personal note that I've known Avail for many years, and it was kind of interesting to me that in the bios and profiles of her, there's very little mention of her early advocacy days in which she was with the Black United Front, and she was out, storming the streets and trying to make things happen in this community. And I thought about what Commissioner Adams said about a person having a unique ability to be kind and generous, but on the other hand, steely determination to see that people are treated fairly. And it's really a privilege to know that Avail is, in fact, in the highest tradition of an African warrior. I hate to put any negative connotation on anything, but she is genuinely a warrior in the truest sense of the word. And on the other hand, she's a peacemaker, which is, in fact, a very unique characteristic for any individual. And let me just say that the other thing that, you know, a lot of people are going to say a lot of things about Avail, but the other thing I want to say about her is that what undergirds her performance, her activities in this community is a spiritual base, that I think most folk would recognize in her attitude, her willingness to talk with you and to actually be consoled. Just so many things spiritually is represented in the embodiment of Avail that I think all of us can learn lessons by. And let me just tell you, if I'm going to go to church, it's going to be the church that she goes to. She actually lives her life. And it's just such a pleasure. And she makes me proud to be a citizen of Portland. And she makes me proud, I think, other people in this community see her as the epitome of a citizen of this community and, in fact, a citizen of the world. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well said. Pastor Hardy's in the back, and he'd be glad to take your application, Mr. Posey.
Our next three are Clarine Boston, Promise King, and Lou Boston.
Good morning, folks. Thanks for being here. When you speak, would you just please state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes.
I am Clarina Boston, Executive Director of Better People. Good morning to the mayor and to the commissioners. Better People is a program that works with individuals who have legal histories, and many of our clients also have mental issues. I just want to state for the record this morning to thank Senator Gordley, as well as the person of Avell Gordley, for all the work that she's done for individuals who have mental issues. And would hope that the work that she started will continue to go on so that in our response to people who are having mental issues, we would end up with something that's going to be a more positive response, not only as safety precaution for the community, but for the individuals themselves. Thank you.
My name is Bronwyn Skink, 4686 Northwest Dresden Place, Portland, Oregon. I believe that common sense would be voted if I did not say what I've got to say about my mentor, Avell Gordley. You know, all of us who love the mosaic of this great city, all of us who believe in humanity, all of us who believe that human beings are a bouquet, like a bouquet of flowers, all to come together, all of us who believe in the sanctity of life, dignity of human lives, all of us, Mayor Porter, City Council, all of us who truly came here from other shores, from other countries, salute Avell courage and confidence, her commitment. It's a little emotional for me because when I got here, I was quiet and I went to watch the system, and then I met her and she gave me that voice. And she called me one day when we were working on this Abana community plan. He said, "Promise, go get him." Mayor, after that day, I decided that I will rise up and get involved. So I say today that all of us who believe in civil involvement, civic involvement, all of us who believe in civil rights, cherish her courage, we cherish her commitment. Portland did not always pave way for people of color. Portland did not always create capacity for some of us. But through her advocacy, her voice, Portland created that capacity. Through her humanity, through her life, Portland gave commitment and voice to system and programs that care for everybody. I am here today to salute that courage and to salute that commitment. Thank you very kindly. Thank you to my dear warrior.
Good morning, Mayor Porter and City Commissioners. My name is Lou Boss. I'm a private citizen, but I'm here, like a number of us, just to pay recognition to Avell Gordley for many reasons. Mine has a lot of reasons. She has served as a mentor in so many different ways, and I think in intangible ways. On my part, I remember when I first got here, and I was in business, and I had a car business for about 4 or 5 years. I got out of the business, and many people said, "Are you going back to New York, which is my home?" And I was thinking about it, and I remember walking down the street, and there was Avell. And she looked at me and said, "How are you? Are you going to stay?" And that's all I needed. So all of a sudden, I look back now, 15 years later, and I'm still here because of her. But mainly because I've watched her as the years, and she's become not only a role model for many different people, but I've watched her and her mentorship and her leadership. And we're all honored and deeply honored to have this type of leadership. Leadership sometimes, you know, are you born as a leader? Or are you cultivated? Do you nurture it? She's done all those things. I think about the issues of mental health. Personally, on my side, in my family, my mother's side, many mental health issues. I never spoke about it until I heard Avell speak about it publicly. And I had the courage to talk about and address the issues of mental health. That's what a leader does for you. I think the other side about it is that how I have watched her mentor young people, encourage them to go into public life. I have a child, my daughter. Sometimes people look at me and say, "I am now her father," instead of just reverse. It's become a common, and I'm proud of that. But I have to think it's because of what Avell has done and touched her and encouraged her to look at public life as a future. I don't know whether or not she's going to do that or not. I hope she does. But I think, you know, we all have to have mentors and people that encourages each and every one of us. And I'll never forget about Avell, this gentleness that she has, this ability that when she looks at you, you have to look at yourself introspectively and think about what has she said. And I think about Commissioner Randy Leonard, what he said, her gaze, it made you do the right thing. And I just want to say, Avell, how much my family loves you, how much the city of Portland loves you. And we will always be there when you're at your beckoning, when you ask for us to support injustice and social justice problems. Thank you very much.
The next three are Sabin Shaughnessy, Maria Rubio, and Chris Poole Jones.
What was the third name?
Chris Poole Jones. North. Oh.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, state your name for the record. You each have 3 minutes.
For the record, my name is Sabina Shaughnessy. I'd like to thank you all for letting me come up here and speak. I originally wasn't going to speak, but my fellow intern encouraged me to come up and say a few words about the senator. In the small time I've been able to know her, I've only seen strength, integrity, grace, and diplomacy from her. She's a shining example of not only a woman, a leader, a mentor, a friend, an African-American woman, but just of a human. And I thank you for honoring her for all that she's done for our city with all the love that I have in my heart. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Chris Poole Jones, and I'm not going to kind of reiterate what others said, except for the fact that I'd like to thank Avell for all the support she has given the women of our community and also our neighborhoods and her stand in the legislature. And it's with great honor that I honor Avell.
Good morning. My name is Maria Rubio. I'm here both as a private citizen and also as a member of Mayor Potter's staff, Team Potter. First, as a private citizen and also as a Hispanic woman, I appreciate Senator Gordley's example and mentorship. I've only known her for the past 2 years and have learned so much from her. She is an inspiration for all women, but in particular to women of color. Her servant leadership style demonstrates that humility, gentleness, and integrity can be effective, although they are often misinterpreted as weakness. She is a true inspiration for Portland. Secondly, as a member of Mayor's staff, I'd like to thank her publicly for her advice, her guidance, and patience as we sought her out for advice on various policy issues for our city and various other things for our community. I want to thank her also publicly for the excellent training that she provided for our staff on issues affecting the African-American community and how best to serve them. And lastly, I'd like to personally thank her for her leadership on the mental health and public safety initiative that I've had the privilege to work on with her for the past year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our last speaker is Reverend W.G. Hardy.
For the record, my name is W.G. Hardy, Jr., to the Honorable Mayor Tom Potter, to the fellow commissioners. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. I represent a couple of different boards, the African-American Alliance. I work with them, which Avell Gordley started, the African-American Chamber of Commerce, Roy J., who's in the back, who's not speaking, but I will speak accolades on behalf of them. Also, Highland United Church of Christ, where I am the senior pastor. There is a wisdom book in the Jewish text, Ecclesiastes, and I believe it's chapter 9, maybe verses 12, 13. It talks about a city that was under siege. And the city that was under siege, when the foe was about to take it, there was an old wise man in the city that came up with a strategy to save the city. After the city had been saved, no one remembered the old wise man. A proverb, a wisdom. I would like to say it is an honor to sit before a council with a mayor that can pay recognition to the leaders in the community and remember the wise while they can still smell the roses above the ground. Thank you. In addition to that, many things could be said that were already said. I won't take the time to restate it. But Senator Gourley is such a powerful person. And of the many times that I have met with her and talked with her, the one thing that stays at the forefront of my mind is she has never once spoken ill of anyone, not even the adversary, not during controversial issues. She has always managed to speak about the issue and not the personalities, to keep the two separated. Two people that she did not mention that would be honored and very proud would be her mother and her father. They would be proud because they can remember a time when this would not be taking place, where the dominant culture would be recognizing the minority culture for its contributions. I believe as they look down, they're not only pleased with her, but what they've instilled in her and the ability of us to recognize it. As I take my seat, I'll leave with this. Senator Gourley, her incredible strength and ability to do this one thing will resound in my mind and has made an indelible impression. Her ability during all of her struggles to not get bitter, but to get better. Thank you very much.
Commissioner Salzman would like to say a few words.
Yes, Senator, I wanted to, first of all, apologize for having to leave temporarily. My daughter, who's been in Honduras in a small rural village for 6 weeks, called for the first time. So I didn't want to miss that call. And I know you wouldn't want me to miss that call either. But I just wanted to add to the accolades that it's been a privilege to work with you over the years, and I think it's all been said about your leadership abilities, but I think what I particularly wanted to emphasize is not just leadership, but principled leadership and a spirit of independence that I admire. And, you know, I know what it's like sometimes to be a caucus of one. And so, but you've shown it, and I think Reverend Hardy's past comments here about, you know, getting better, not bitter, are really the things that how we survive in political environments. So I just wanted to thank you, and I also wanted to thank you for being, you were the first, I think, elected official to support the idea of a children's investment fund being voted on in 2002. You were there at the kickoff for the election, and you thought it was a great idea from the outset. Not everybody thought it was a great idea at first. So you were there from the start, and I know you'll continue to work hard on behalf of children and families in this community, and as a professor of Black Studies at Portland State, I know that there's many young people who will benefit from your wisdom and experience. So thank you very much.
We are going to go to the next phase of our council meeting. Anybody who is here to pay honor to Senator Abel Gourley, you're free to leave. You're also free to stay for the council session, but I can tell you it's not going to be quite as interesting as this first part. Thank you all.
Overnight.